Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 118th Psalm we hear, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever." Gracious God, we give you thanks for all that comes from your gracious hand. Time to have been with loved ones and the celebration of the gift of new life. We see the signs of new life in budding trees and newborn creatures. We thank you for fertile soil, ample sunlight, nourishing rain for the growth that we see around us. We thank you for our safe travel this day and pray for your presence with us during this week. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean,
here.
Beck,
here.
Bernsketter,
here.
Bratton, Brown,
here.
Burleson,
here.
Serapoy, Crawford, Igel,
here.
Esslinger,
here.
Gannon,
here.
Higeman,
here.
Hoskins, Huff, Koenig,
here.
Luchtmeyer, May,
here.
Moon, Mosley,
here.
O'Loughlin,
here.
Onder,
here.
Razor, Riddle,
here.
Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Present.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from Platt is here. Senator from the 9th is here. Senator from Scott is here. Senator from Dallas is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 49th day, Thursday, April 14th, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same having been fully read, approved.
Yep. If we could keep our conversations to a minimum or take them to the side gallery so we can hear the motion from the Senator of Newton. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close?
Close.
Senator from Newton renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though it having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from the 14th.
Senator from the 14th District does not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, would you summon the Senator from the 14th?
I do, Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th, you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of Platt County.
Yes, I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, how are we doing?
Good, Senator. What's going on?
Good. Today feels like a Monday, does it not?
It does.
Feels like a Monday. I've been confused all day thinking that it's Monday, but it is not.
It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, which is why, and we gave a reminder about this last week, but I thought it might be appropriate because maybe people's calendars are off this week to repeat it. But tomorrow is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We have had the Easter holiday has come and gone this last Sunday. And that means...
If we could keep our conversations to a minimum or take them to the side galleries, the senators from the 14th and Platt are having a hard time hearing each other. Senators, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
What does that mean for tomorrow? This is my inquiry, Senator. I asked the question. What does it mean for tomorrow?
You tell me what it means, because I know what it means. We need to make sure that everyone in the chamber know what it means.
I know. I hope everybody in the chamber knows what it means, and I hope they participate.
But I'm going to help you out. Tomorrow, Mr. President.
Again, please keep your conversations to a minimum.
Tomorrow
or take them to the side gallery.
Tomorrow is a very special day. Everybody in the chamber has an opportunity to wear their Sunday's best. Their sucker day. So we want to see all the ladies wearing their bright, vibrant colors. We want to see all the gentlemen wearing really nice suits. And you get to bring out some really cool colors. It's after Easter. It's going right into the height of spring. I'm excited.
I am so excited, Senator. In fact, I think the Lieutenant Governor might actually be wearing his seersucker tomorrow. He's nodding his head in the affirmative that may be happening. So I hope that the rest of our colleagues will join us in wearing seersucker tomorrow and every Wednesday from now until the end of session.
And I think we may have to do something different this year. Maybe we'll think of some type of recognition for best dressed.
Best dressed seersucker?
Best dressed seersucker. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to figure out some incentive for best dressed seersucker. What do you think about that, Senator?
I like the idea. I'm going to have to up my game a little bit now, knowing that it's a competition.
Well, I mean, hey, remember, there's only one winner and two nobody remembers.
Fair enough. All right, Senator, thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. President, for that time.
The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. The Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, General Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of House Committee Substitute House Bill 2627, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provisions of Senate Rule 45. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schatz, Chairman.
Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President, and it's a pleasure to see you yet again in your Missouri Senate chamber. Your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a more lengthy report than the Senator from Franklin had.
Please send your lengthy report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1552, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 683, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 39, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Senate Joint Resolution 41, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2, Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 968, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 931, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Huff, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
I'd request that you ask if there are messages from the House.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2307, entitled An Act Relating to Human Trafficking. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1757, entitled An Act Relating to the State Building Usage Task Force. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2593, entitled An Act Relating to the Use of Private Property. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1860, entitled An Act Relating to Employment Security. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1583, entitled An Act Relating to Property Taxes. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2623, entitled An Act Relating to Certain Required Background Checks. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1705, entitled An Act Relating to Offender Registries. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2218, entitled An Act Relating to Property Regulations. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2331, entitled An Act Relating to Public Health, with an emergency clause for a certain section. Emergency clause defeated. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2376, entitled An Act Relating to Youth Services, with an emergency clause for certain sections. Emergency clause adopted. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2152, entitled An Act Relating to School Innovation Waivers. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2090, entitled An Act Relating to State Employee Pay Periods. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1683, entitled An Act Relating to Advanced Placement Examinations. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2372, entitled An Act Relating to State Capitol Parking Garages. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2625, entitled An Act Relating to an Exemption from Licensure Requirements for Certain Persons, with an emergency clause. Emergency clause adopted. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1696, entitled An Act Relating to the Illegal Discharge of a Firearm. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bills 2574, 1929, and 1456, entitled An Act Relating to Detached Catalytic Converters. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1709, entitled An Act Relating to Certain Experimental or Investigational Medical Treatments. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1629, entitled An Act Relating to State Designations. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2566, entitled An Act Relating to Travel Insurance. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2493, entitled An Act Relating to Public School Finances. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2365, entitled An Act Relating to the Early Learning Quality Assurance Report Program. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2571, entitled...
It's getting almost impossible to hear the Secretary read the messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please proceed.
An act relating to financial services. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2325, entitled An Act Relating to Professional Development. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1858, entitled An Act Relating to Transparency in Public Education. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to adopt Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1720 as amended, and requests the Senate to recede from its position, and failing to do so, grant the House a conference thereon. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. 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 Senator from Nottoway County has an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will meet at 5 o'clock upon adjournment or recess or whatever we're doing here tonight.
Very succinct. Thank you, Appropriations Chair. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Wednesday, April 20th, 2022 at 11 a.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Newton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Wednesday, April 20th at 11 a.m.